John White, thank you very much for doing this, and thank you very much for allowing us to come to Peace River High and witness the opening of the new restorative circle. Comments on the fact that the circle is now open at Peace River High.
Yeah, we're very excited to have the structure open. It's been 3 years in the making, lots of tweaks and changes to the design, but we're really excited to have a prominent space that features inclusivity and coming together for students.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what brought this idea and this, well, the idea to the structure on?
Well, as in my role as a liaison, I was just noticing that there was a lack of a space, especially for Indigenous students. So we wanted to have a prominent space in the school where we could share knowledge and have everybody come together. So that's kind of where the idea stemmed from, and it kind of grew from just a simple idea to the structure that you see today.
I know this a little bit because my wife is a teacher and she had inclusive education in neuroscience as her part of her master's program, so I know a little bit about it, a little bit about inclusive education. How much does this structure and this circle bring to the inclusive aspects that the education field now provides or continues to provide?
So the original thought was that it was going to be Indigenous focused, but through that we're able to have a space where we can welcome everybody. And our elder today was touched on that, where he was excited that it would be a space where everybody could come together and learn and have understanding and go forward together.
Now that this building is underway, I guess, for lack of a better term, how much is everybody hoping that this gets, I want to say quite a bit of use, but then again, I'd not necessarily say quite a bit of use.
So that's kind of like the beauty of what we've accomplished here, is that we have a specific space that is that would be dedicated to ceremony. And we also, it also provides a space or an opportunity to have an outdoor classroom, or if there is a conflict, to have a restorative circle. So it's a really a melding of Indigenous ways and traditional ways and current ways, and it's really awesome opportunity to have those be able to come together.
Judging from the turnout here at the opening of this, I'm thinking it has been good, but I'll get your opinion on it. How has been the feedback to bring this into fruition from people like administration, stakeholders, the high school, the division, even the parents of the students?
Yeah, I got to say that every time that that I've asked for help, I've received it and more than what I've asked for. So there's an incredible community here at Peace High and Peace River School Division, and I feel totally supported in when we bring in this project forward. And the reception from students, stakeholders, has been phenomenal. It's always been a positive outlook. And then even some of the people I've talked to in the community have also expressed that they think it's a really neat idea, and they're excited to see what comes out of it.
I think that worked just fine. John White, the Indigenous Liaison for Peace River High. Appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.